Banks and other lenders lose big money when they foreclose on properties. Homeowners lose equity in the roof over their head. There's a lot of incentive on both sides to reach a deal to keep people in their homes. Brad Schrader is president of DMB Community Bank in DeForest. He's been in the business for years, and he hasn't foreclosed on a single property yet.
We'll take anything that we can get to make it work. So if that's even less than what their interest is and there's no principal payments, well, reality is if these were good people to start with, chances are that they're going to hopefully find jobs again, that things will turn back around.
It's a bit of a wonder then why so many homeowners who don't have subprime loans but have just fallen on hopefully temporary hard times are finding themselves fighting foreclosure in court. Iowa County Circuit Court Chief Judge Bill Dyke is piloting a foreclosure mediation program because of what he has heard so many homeowners in his courtroom saying.
Well, Judge, I couldn't find anybody to talk to, and when I did, they didn't call me back, or I never talked to the same person twice.
So where does the communication between the lender and borrower go so wrong? Many Wisconsin homeowners may have bought their home with the help of a local lender like Brad Schrader, but most local banks then sell that mortgage to the secondary market. Schrader's bank retains the servicing rights to their loans, but many Wisconsin banks sell the servicing of the loan as well. Mortgage default counselor Jody Stickney says that's where things go awry.
If you can go down to the local lender who you did the business with to begin with, much easier to sit down, talk to somebody about the fact that you've lost your job, than to talk to someone that could perhaps even be in another country about your personal situation, because they really probably don't care a lot.
Stickney works for Community Action Incorporated of Rock and Walworth Counties, which is a HUD-certified foreclosure avoidance counseling agency. She's who the government advises distressed homeowners in that area to work with to keep them in their house. And she spends the bulk of her day frustrated on the phone.
It usually ends in me saying, I'm not going to argue about this anymore. I'm going to have to hang up now.
Stickney says once homeowners finally figure out who owns their loan and where to call, that they're first routed to collections. Stickney says many times it's anything but polite, and she herself, a HUD-recommended counselor, has a difficult time getting past collections to the proper department that has the power to modify loans. Stickney says it takes her 3 to 4 months to negotiate a new deal, but many homeowners trying to go it on their own never progress past collections.
They get rudeness, they get intimidated, things like that. They don't know what to do. How in the heck would you expect your average homeowner to know the lender has a home retention department or a loss mitigation department? It's not common knowledge. So, sending your keys in an envelope and walking away, I can understand that happening. I can understand that frustration.
Stickney is hoping that President Obama's new $75 billion loan modification plan will help ease some of the frustration and some of the intimidation, because these big lenders will now have financial incentive to work out a deal. She thinks that could lead to some more pleasant phone conversations that could ultimately keep many more people in their homes. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.